3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everyone, to the
Sludge Off.
Yeah, I hate it so much. podcast. I'm your host, Connor Kate, CTF Football, Sludge Off Podcast on Instagram, and I'm joined by my co-host, as always,
Sweet Sports Anthony.
Okay. We are back.
Denny Hamlin doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, very clever. That one was very clever. Probably the most clever one we've done so far.
Jordan Fish deleted her Twitter. Hold on a minute.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That is big news. Hold on. Someone replied to Bob Pockris and said, "Bob, I have a question for Denny Hamlin." I don't know why, but that was really funny. Jordan Fish. There's a lot of people named Jordan Fish that are verified, but her account is actually not a thing anymore.
Yeah, probably. Okay, now that we're off that Jordan Fish tangent, it's time to get into the actual portion of the show. We're doing playoff preview. This should be fun because the playoffs hopefully are going to be pretty fun this year. They have been the past couple of years. By the way, if I go off into tangents that don't make any sense, it's because I'm dead tired. I woke up.
This is very impromptu, everybody.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
I'm very busy tomorrow, so I needed to get this in right now. So
it's funny because I'm actually very busy tomorrow, so I'm very happy you asked me about this.
My dog is currently trying to climb up on top of a mountain of blankets, and she's very fat, so it's not going well. we'll keep you updated.
I'm currently daydreaming about Darren Ruff.
Well, we are. So let's get into playoff predictions. Let's just get straight into it. First round.
Yeah, let's get into it.
First round is three races of Darlington, Richmond, then Bristol.
Bristol.
I'm going to be at Bristol. And
I am not.
Should be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Connor's hosting a meet and greet for you guys if you want to say hello.
What?
Connor's hosting a meet and greet for you guys if you'd like to meet him.
I mean, yeah. Not no is what I say to that.
And many, many listeners would love to meet you.
So let's start off by saying if Ryan Blaney is going to get...
a 3 on Sunday? Heck yeah. Sorry.
If Ryan Blaney is going to, like, have a bad round, it's going to be round one.
Correct.
If Kyle Larson's going... If Kyle Larson's going to have a bad round, it's also going to be round one because he's bad at Richmond. But he's good at Darlington, though, so who knows. So that's just getting our drivers out of the way. Let's just get straight into it. Who are the four drivers you have being eliminated in round one?
Okay. I need to get my... hold on a second. I have it. I just got to kind of adjust myself here. Hold on. So the four drivers I have being eliminated. No, why don't we say one by one? Why don't we say, like, a driver on three and then go from there?
Okay. One,
okay,
two.
Wait. I'm not ready. Okay, I'm ready.
One.
Wait, what? Oh, okay, here we go. Wait.
Are you okay?
I have Harvick in my round of 12 twice. Hold on a second. This is a mess. How's Harvick in here twice?
He's just too good, dude.
Oh, I see what I did.
I can still hear the echo, by the way.
I'm lying down again. Dang it. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm turning my fan off. Sorry. I'm like cold, so I'm trying to stay under my covers, but like, it's just not working. Oh, there's something in my eye. This is
such a good podcast so far, ladies and gentlemen. This is great stuff.
Okay. All right. Okay, ready?
Fine. Yeah, I've been ready for the past 5 minutes. 3, 2, 1. Tyler Reddick.
McDowell. Oh.
I mean, yeah. I just said Tyler Reddick because he's the last person in points that I have being eliminated. Shockingly, more points. Michael McDowell. I don't know why I said it like that. Michael McDowell has more points.
Shockingly, more points has Michael McDowell.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Eric Domarola. Shockingly, Michael McDowell has more points than Eric Amarola. Actually, not
Eric
that shocking.
Eric Amarola would have absolutely nowhere near, would be nowhere near the playoffs without this one race where he becomes just inevitable.
Yeah, and he was very good in that race. Good props to him. By the way, I like Reddick, but he's not ready for the spotlight yet. I do think it's going to take a big step up from RCR and or like a move to a better team for Reddick to become like a real championship contender, but he is so good. Just
he's
not his,
short.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like Logan Webb.
You're not wrong. 3, 2, 1, Michael McDowell.
Eric Amarola. I don't know why I'm like looking at the thing and I'm trying to figure out who to say.
So
okay, so we've all said the same driver so far.
Yeah. I think we're gonna differ here.
This one might get interesting.
3, 2, 1. Washed Kurt.
Brad Keselowski. Okay, I'm gonna say Washed Kurt.
So you completely agree with Eric Estep here. 100%.
On this round, yes I do. Actually, I think I agree with Eric Estep for a lot of this.
Let's talk about the guys that that we just eliminated. Tyler Reddick, not his year. He's not there yet, in my opinion. Just the car. He is there. He's so good. I would argue he's top 10 probably just in talent, but his car is not good comparatively. Eric Amarola, sort of a disaster, but he had one race where he became prime Dale Earnhardt. Michael McDowell won the Daytona 500. Besides that, he's been pretty good, but like, it's Michael McDowell. I'm not really expecting him to do really good at Darlington, you know what I mean? And Kurt Busch has been very bad a lot of the year. So those are my four eliminated. What are your reasonings for your eliminations?
I've screwed up my bracket again. Hold on. Everybody, hold on a second. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Okay, we're going like this. That's kind of bold, but I'm going to rock with it. No, I can't do that, actually. Because, no, okay. I don't want to do this, but I have to do this.
I'm very interested to see what's going on over there. What?
It's not as interesting as I'm making it out to be. Okay, McDowell sucks. That don't got much logic. McDowell just is not that good at racing cars.
I think he's not as bad as that you're giving, saying.
Anyway, he's not making it.
Okay, that's fair.
Reddick, I agree with you. The car's not fast enough. He hasn't shown race-winning speed enough to really advance himself, especially being below the cut line already, or like on it or something. He's below, I think. But Almirola has been horrendous besides the prime Dale Earnhardt race in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that one's self-explanatory. And then Keselowski is in a weird year where Penske doesn't really care about him. And his cars haven't been that good, and he really has not been that good this year at all. So, for those reasons, I believe Brad Keselowski is going to be eliminated.
Sorry about to say, for that reason, we had to chop you.
You've been chopped.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you there. Advancing, I have guys that are fringe, like Harvick. Keselowski. I just think Keselowski and Harvick are just too good of drivers to lose in the first round. I'm not saying Kurt Busch is a bad driver, but it's just not the same car.
Kurt Busch is the worst driver ever to drive anything.
Let's get to the next. Let's get to the next part of it. 3, 2, 1. Kevin Harvick.
Kurt Busch.
3, 2, 1. Christopher
Kevin
Bell.
Kevin Harvick.
3, 2, 1. Brad Keselowski.
Christopher Bell.
Three.
Wait, I got to find who the last person is. Hold on. I got to see it. Wait. I'm going to find him.
If you came here for unorganized podcasting, you've come to the right place.
We will. I feel like we're going to disagree here.
Yeah, I know we are. 3, 2, 1. Alex Bowman.
Alex Bowman. Oh!
Same on Never the same mind. Wavelength. We had the exact same ones there. Harvick, I'll go ahead and you can list your reasoning first, so I don't take all your reasoning.
All right, I'll go ahead. So we'll start with Kurt Busch. Car's just not fast enough. Nothing against Kurt Busch. Doesn't have a lot of playoff points. Car's not fast enough. Unless he becomes prime Dale Earnhardt like he was at Atlanta. I will say
last year he did win at Las Vegas, and that is the first race in the second round. And we'll say that.
That is true, but he won't do that again. And then it was Christopher Bell. Just a little bit too inexperienced. I also don't want him to. That's part of it.
Yeah, great.
I don't want him to. I almost put him in over Truex, but then I didn't. Well, yeah, you guys know Truex is in my Elite Eight because round of eight, because I said
Elite Eight. It's not March Madness, my man.
It is a March Madness, okay? Anytime there's a round of eight, it's the Elite Eight. Anyway, who was the other guy? Oh, yeah, Harvick. Harvick not fast enough. You know, his only chance is Talladega. And so we're going to, because around Blaine's winning Talladega, obviously, because he's like the greatest Super Steeler racer of all time.
Remember the last time Kevin Harvick won Talladega?
No.
He passed Jimmy McMurray in the last lap.
Oh, you annoying person.
That might not even be the last time he won it, to be honest. He probably has won it since then.
You remember the last time he tried to wreck the whole field of Talladega?
Yeah, I remember that.
Anyway, okay, so the last person I have being eliminated is Mr. Alex Bowman. I like Alex Bowman. But Alex Bowman is having one of the most overrated seasons in NASCAR, and no one's talking about it. This dude runs like 15th. And then has won three races because he's stolen them. I'm not saying a lot of them are undeserving, but like Pocono was not deserving. Richmond was fine. What was the other one?
That one that he had at that one track. Yeah, that one.
Dover was fine.
It was the pit crew that won him that race.
Dover was fine. So he just hasn't been consistent. I've always been consistently not really consistently good.
Could have said it better myself.
He's been all right. I don't think he's been having that great of a year, to be honest with you, besides the wins, which I feel like that's a very contradicting statement. But you know what? He's not moving on. So, Connor, what are your reasonings here?
For Kevin Harvick, it's just it's not his year. He's been very solid. I mean, he has been the steady rock that SHR has needed. He fourth best average finish of anybody in the postseason. But just not race winning speed, no stage wins, no stage points, no playoff points. And like, are you laying down again? And he actually has ran, I don't know, this is just a fun stat. I'm looking at a website. He's actually ran the third most miles of any driver this season. Meaning he doesn't DNF much. Kind of insanity that that Tyler Reddick has the second most laps driven in NASCAR, meaning he does not DNF at all. That's fun. As for Christopher Bell, I don't like him. As for Brad Keselowski, it's something where it is not his year because of the fact that he's going to Roush next year, and it also won't be his year next year because it's Roush. And finally, Alex Bowman. I agree with what you said about Bowman. Probably should not have won Pocono, and by probably, I mean he should not have won Pocono. And I just don't see consistent speed enough for me to put him there. I will say he's probably one of the favorites to win at Talladega just because I think he's good there despite what his average finish would say.
Yes.
Are you ready for the final cuts?
Yes.
This will be a short podcast, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be difficult, dude. There's so many good drivers here.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready, though.
I'm not.
You didn't finish this?
Hmm?
You didn't finish your bracket?
I'm doing it currently because I think it's fun to do it right now.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with what I just did. Okay, now I'm good.
We're naming the eliminated drivers still, right?
Yep. Three, okay. Two, one. William Byron.
Lyle Carson.
All right. I'm
just kidding. Not Lyle Carson. William Byron. Lyle Carson.
William Byron. Three, two.
I just want to see how you react.
I don't hate the prediction. I mean, I hate it, but I don't hate it. You know what I mean? And three, two, one. Denny Martin. Hamlin.
Martin Truex Jr.
Three, two, one. Ryan Blaney.
Joey Logano.
Three, two, one. Martin Truex Jr.
Denny Hamlin.
So, I didn't even say Denny Hamlin. I did eliminate Denny Hamlin. I did say Denny Hamlin.
Okay, so I'm eliminating Hamlin, Byron, Logano, and Truex.
And I'm eliminating Truex, Blaney, Hamlin, and Byron.
So you know what that means, right, for your boy? You know what I did?
You put Blaney in the championship four.
I did the thing. The man did it. And I don't care.
I'll start since you did last time. Let's start with Denny Hamlin. He's just been there, hasn't he? I mean, he's been super duper consistent. He leads in average finish. He leads in laps driven, miles driven. Second in points. Second in stage points. Or no, not playoff points. I think he's third in playoff points. Something like that.
O'Donnell disabled his Twitter.
Zero polls. It's a fun fact. He's led a ton of laps, but he's just not secured any wins. He's not shown that he can win races this year, so I do not have him in the championship four. As for William Byron, I nearly did, but just the fact that one wreck at Talladega can end your day, knowing Byron's luck, which is just an inconsistent sort of thing, it could very well be Talladega that ends his run. As for Blaney,
say your words right, man. Say the words right.
As for Blaney, I need to see it to believe it first. That's about all I gotta say about that.
That's fair enough. I was so close to not putting him in there for the record. I was this close. And Truex, I was like, I might as well speak it into existence. So I did.
Yeah, I respect it. And Truex is just so blessed.
He's so inconsistent.
Him and
Bowman have had the same season. It's so inconsistent.
He doesn't wow me at all.
The only difference is Truex actually has dominated some races.
His average finish
hasn't done that in a very long time.
His average finish is okay. He wins a lot of stages, and he won a couple races. But I just don't think. I mean, he probably wrecks at Talladega. Let's be honest. He does not do well at Super Speedways.
He's awful.
So I think that there's a really good chance that he wrecks out at that race, and that kind of ends his season.
Did you hear about this new Drake album?
Yeah.
Did you listen to the new Drake album?
I might.
I don't really feel like it.
I like Drake.
Trent Turner was in the Padres.
Hmm. Yeah, he was.
Do you see Mike Yastrzemski in the Orioles uniform? It's tripping me out. Anyway, back to NASCAR.
Yeah. Go ahead and go over your cuts.
Oh, for the championship?
Yeah, the thing we're doing.
Oh, so am I cutting the three from the championship four?
No, you didn't even go into your cuts. Who did you cut?
I got to describe as to why. Oh, I see. Okay. Hamlin has not proven he can win races this year, and at this point, you got to win races. He hasn't proven he can win. He's there. He's good. He's Denny Hamlin. He's not good at relationships, but he's good at racing cars. But he can't win races right now, at least. I gotta see him win one in order to change my thoughts on that. Billy and Byron, he hasn't really won a race since like March.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little concerning.
Mm-hmm.
He's been okay lately. Like, he's been solid, but I'm not very confident in that. Joey Logano also hasn't been that good. Like, his only win is Bristol Dirt, kind of like Keselowski, where that win is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not. Blaney's the best Penske driver. But, yeah, Blaney's the best Penske driver, if I make that clear to everybody. And then, what was my other one? Oh, Truex. Truex has had an overrated year and is inconsistent. If you can't tell, I'm tired.
Yeah, me too, bro. Me too.
All right, so that's it. So my championship for four is Eminem's man, Ryan Baloney, Mickey Elliott, and Lyle Carson.
Mm-hmm. My championship four is Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, and Joseph Logano.
Are we going to say the champion on three, or are we going to say the?
No, I think we should go in order of what we think the final results of the race will be.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, Chase Elliott.
Ryan Blaney.
Three, two, One, Joey Logano.
Mickey Elliott.
Now, this is the big one. Do you want to say who we have winning the championship?
Let's say who we have winning the championship.
Okay, so it's down for you and me. It's down to, for me. It's down to Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch. For you, it's down to who?
Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch. Well, so who's winning the championship?
Three, two.
Wait, that's what we're doing, right? Who's winning the championship?
Yeah.
Not who's losing. Who's winning?
Who winning?
Okay.
Three, two, one. Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch.
We agree.
And I'm not even going to be mad.
Because I like Kyle Busch.
We both do now. I hated Kyle Busch with a passion. Like unless last year. I hated him so much.
Unless he, like, wrecks Larson for the championship, then I'll be kind of mad. But
kind of mad? Dude, if Kyle Busch wrecked Ryan, if anyone wrecked Ryan Blaney for the championship, I would be I would hate them forever.
What if Blaney wrecked himself?
Well, that's different. Then I would go support him with hugs.
Mm-hmm.
And be depressed for like a week or two, but it's fine. That would be a sad pre-birthday. But
what I will say about Kyle Busch,
if I'm there and he wrecks himself like a lap before he wins, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, that's not gonna.
I would cry either way, but
what I will say about Kyle Busch, that is he's not been good at the Phoenix type of racetracks. I don't care. He's Kyle Busch. What does it for me?
Like, he hasn't been that bad, but he's also gotten DNF because of rain twice.
Mm-hmm. The average finish. I like the average finish. It's better than Truex's average finish. No one's talking about that. Average finish is, like, the most important stat in NASCAR. Shows how good and consistent you are. He leads a lot of laps. He has not DNF'd much. He got a lot of points, a lot of playoff points, a couple stage wins. It's going to be enough when Larson has to race Richmond. He's not good there. He'll lose some points there. He's got to race Talladega. He's not good there. He'll lose some points there. He's got to race Martinsville. Terrible at Martinsville. Really bad. So I think even though it comes down to one race, it doesn't count down to points, I think that it's just going to be momentum. At the end of the day, I think Kyle Busch will carry more momentum into the championship four. I think maybe he wins two of the final four races of the year, including that's not even including Phoenix. And I Kyle Busch taking the championship. Larson was really good season, but this is first year in Hendrick equipment. This is not the year that people thought he was going to win the championship. The fact that he's in position to, honestly, really impressive. Chase Elliott, he's just not been as fast as he was last year. Now, he wasn't really amazingly fast until the postseason last season. But I just don't see it happening for Elliott twice in a row. As for Logano, I love Logano, not as a driver, just I love the fact that he's always in these positions. He's always very good in the clutch situations. But I don't think he's as good this season as he was last year. And he's not shown consistent enough speed for me to pick him over Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson. What about you?
Okay, so am I going into the cuts again as to why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Blaney is good at Phoenix. Ford's been the slowest manufacturer this year, so I'm not entirely confident in Ford. So that's part of that. And I also just think the other three drivers are better. So that kind of hurts me to say, but I think it's true. Then I got Mickey Elliott. This is a joke, by the way. I don't actually think he's Mickey Elliott or anything, but I put the reason I'm calling him Mickey Elliott is because I put the mouse emoji because I couldn't type his name.
Yeah.
On my thing, so hence I'm calling him that. Well, no, last year, I just think the other guys are gonna be better and faster. Nothing against Chase.
Bars, bro, absolute bars.
He's gonna win another 10 championships after this one anyway, so like it's That's not true. That bad. People don't understand. Some people don't understand that reference. One time I said Chase Elliott could actually win 11 championships, and I wasn't kidding. I don't really know what got into me that day.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Like, I guess I kind of forgot Kyle Larson like existed. And then I forgot other drivers would come into the sport and then like would also be good.
I will say this. I think because you didn't get to see Larson at all last year. You really didn't.
That's true.
Larson has completely – like I told you how good he was, and he's been better than what I was saying. So – interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of impressive. Anyway, so, and then what was the guy's name? Oh, yeah, Kyle Larson.
Here's what I'm going to say about Larson. I'll go ahead and say this. I think you might agree with this. There's no reason that he shouldn't win the championship. He just won't.
The reason that he won't Yeah, I guess I agree with that because I can't really find a reason.
Yeah, there's no reason for it. It's just
I just have a gut feeling it'll be Kyle Busch.
Yeah, it's the same thing that happened last year with Kevin Harvick. There was no reason that he should not have won the championship, and he didn't. I feel like it's going to be sort of the same thing. And, like, even when it comes down to it, Larson can have a flawless – what, how many races is before the championship? Is it 8 or 9?
There are 9 races before Phoenix.
9 races before Phoenix. He can have a flawless 9 races. He can win all 9 races, but he can DNF because of a blown tire on the final lap after leading every lap, and it's going to cost him a championship.
Kyle Larson could legitimately lead every single lap before Phoenix and then lose.
That's a good point.
Because I usually don't hate this format that bad, but like I like this format for the most part. Obviously, you're not going to lead every single lap for 9 races and win 9 straight races. But, like, the fact that you can do that and not win is kind of annoying to me.
I agree. And it's going to very much annoy me when it happens. But I want you to mark me down right here saying this. If Larson loses, and it's not based on luck, it's based on, hey, shouldn't have made that move. You got wrecked. Or, hey, why are you slow all of a sudden? It's your fault. It's not the system's fault. I said it last year about Harvick. I maintain Harvick was legitimately bad in the final, like, 5 races of the season.
He was also bad in the final corner of Martinsville.
Good point.
He was also bad. Denny Hamlin at relationships.
I'll give that one a 4 out of 10.
That wasn't that good.
You could have done better.
Who else could have done better?
Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin in his relationship.
It's a great point. But yeah, I mean, Larson
didn't have a great point.
Denny Hamlin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he had too good a point, if you know what I mean. But yeah, Larson, like, this really isn't his year, I don't think. I mean, we have seen Larson explode. He's won 5 races this year, but
Larson exploded? Is he okay?
Agree or disagree with me? The way he's driven, he should probably be more around 10 wins this season. I think over the years when he gets more equipped with – I mean, this is his first year in Hendrick Motorsports equipment. When he keeps going, he's going to be racing for 10 more years in his prime, hopefully, ideally. He's going to win a lot of championships, a ton of them, but I don't think this year is one of them. I think that they're –
he might win 12.
Maybe. I don't think this year's one of them, but he is going to go on a very good run. But Kyle Busch has been super quiet, but he's been super good. I mean, a 11.2 average finish, that's top 5, I believe, in NASCAR. Or no, 12.1, sorry. His average start is 11.2. He only drops off by half a spot in average finish and average start, which is kind of crazy. He leads a lot of laps. He wins a lot of stages. I have Kyle Busch for the championship.
Bile Kush.
Yeah, that's a name.
Who else has Kyle Busch for the championship?
Denny Hamlin.
Jordan Fish.
On that note, we will see you all back. Hopefully.
Should we do more common stuff for the playoffs?
Like just one race reviews?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to not be worth our time.
I have fun doing podcasts, so I'll do one every week. I don't care.
I do too. It'll depend on how good the races are. If Darling ever will do one. I doubt it.
Darlington is probably not his best friend. I don't like Darlington.
Although, we did say Pocono was going to be bad, and Pocono 1 was arguably the best race of the season. So,
when do you think the first time there's going to be that NASCAR doesn't... Or Ricky... What was it? Craven and
what?
you know the Craven, the Ricky Craven finish, and the other dude at Darlington.
Like Kyle Cart? You mean Kurt Busch?
Was it Kurt Busch? Yeah, it was Kurt Busch. When do you think the first time is going to be that NASCAR goes to call it Darlington, but they don't post that everywhere? Like a flashback. It's like, yeah, you post it every time we go here. I understand this happened.
Here's a question, and this is completely unrelated to anything. What do you have for Rookie of the Year, and why is it Ross Chastain?
Ross Chastain is not a rookie.
Okay, he's not. It's stupid because he should be.
He's not a rookie. I guess it's Chase Briscoe.
I guess it's Chase Briscoe, yeah.
Because it's definitely not Anthony Alfredo. I got Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I have Ben Simmons. Okay, everybody. This was a completely... This is a completely insane podcast.
Yeah, this was interesting. But it was fun. I enjoyed it.
With two tired people that are tired, I didn't sleep at all.
I have to be awake in 6 hours.
Yeah, so on that note, we will see you all, hopefully, with a Darlington and Richmond review. Or depending on if Richmond or Darlington is the greatest race of all time, we'll review that. But I doubt it. Thank you all for watching, and we'll see you next time.